Hi, I'm Soup, and I have a surprise for you.
Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, Gérard Depardieu. Baguette.
Baguette.
Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa. Aïe. Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa. Aïe.
Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Comme la mousse. Ananas. Jus d'orange. Bœuf. Soupe de jour. Camembert. Jacques Cousteau. Baguette. Oh.
Bonjour.
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 Bonjour monsieur.
Bonjour mon petit Pierrot de chien.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le parc.
Où est le livre?
À la bibliothèque.
Et la musique danse?
À la discothèque.
Et les discothèques?
C'est bébé. Into track head. Fou de fa fa.
Fou de fa 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 fa.
Fou de fa fa. Aïe. Fou de fa fa.
Fou de fa 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 fa.
Fou de fa fa. Aïe.
Où est la piscine?
Pas dans moi.
Où est la piscine? Splash splash.
Hein? Oh, je ne comprends pas.
Parlez-vous le français? Parlez-vous le français?
Non.
Fou de fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa. Fou de fa-fa. Aïe.
Fou de fa-fa.
Fou de fa-fa-fa-fa.
Hello, how are you? It's Soup. Today we started with Fou de Fa-Fa from Flight of the Conchords, because today F is for Friends, and I used to watch that show in my friend's basement in high school, and they were good times. And I said I had a surprise, and it's true. And the surprise is Soup. And it is not the food. It is that I have another friend named Soup, and I love sharing. Friendship is all about sharing, but sharing a name can be very confusing. So I will be DJ Soup, and my friend Soup will be MC Soup. And MC Soup, can you please explain what you're doing here today?
Hi, Soup. MC Soup here with the letter of the week, F, for friendship. I'm here to sponsor friendship. Not monetarily, necessarily, just sponsor friendship in general. I'm super excited. Yes, yes. Cheesy, like a good French onion. To be here for the friendship episode of Alphabet with Soups. Friendship is an all-important emotional reinforcement, pivotal component to the human essence to thrive. So, I'm honored to be here today with my good friend, Soup.
Soups.
Growing up, I was taught that having 2 to 3 trusted friends you can count on is far more valuable than having 100 friends that don't care to know you. Something I've come to understand is friendship and affirmations alike feels revolutionary to see yourself through the eyes of another. And in the eyes of another, whether that be perspective or a person. last song I picked here is also a classic, the genre of friendship. A friend of mine, we used to meet up in the golf course near our homes and practice playing the song together in middle school. It was good times. It's an honestly wholesome memory.
Yeah, we're going through the memories today.
Going through the archive of friendship. So enjoy the next few songs. Enjoy the next few stories. My good friend Soup here. I've been.
Yes, right now we're listening to Tears Mont by Francis Bebe, which was shown to me by a former roommate. From the album African Electronic Music, it's fantastic if you get a chance to listen to it. I have met people that have fantastic taste in music, and I just wanted to share some of that with you, including a gem from the collections of MC Soup, which we have coming up right now.
Affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone. There is no one better to be than myself.
There is no one better to be than myself.
Today is gonna be an amazing day.
Today is gonna be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
My family loves me so much.
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learn from my mistakes.
I learn from my mistakes.
Affirmations are fun and cool. They help us heal and they help us grow. If you love to learn and want to keep feeling good, let's say some more. Follow me, let's go. I am responsible.
I am responsible.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I'm surrounded by love.
I'm surrounded by love.
Every problem has an answer.
Every problem has an answer.
I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I control my own happiness.
I control my own happiness.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day. Affirmations. Affirmations.
Changing that morning into a laugh. Laugh! is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hi, it's the Alphabet with Soups. Sent to me last week by my friend MC Soup, who is here in the studio with us today. You heard the song Affirmation Song from Snoop Dogg and his crew, Doggyland, from the first volume of his Kids Hits album. After that was Enjoy by Suburban Lawns, followed by We're Gonna Be Friends from the White Stripes, and now playing is the first song from my most played album, Mother Earth's Plantasia by Mort Garson. All of these songs and bands remind me of some of the incredible people in my life, one of those being my good friend, MC Soup. MC Soup, please tell us about yourself.
Hi, Soup. It's wonderful to be hearing myself. I was quite excited to see you playing Plantasia.
Yeah, I love Plantasia.
One of my favorite albums. It's got me through some times. Helped the growth. I am a creative on Vashon Island, much like yourself, which is probably how we bumped into each other. In the first place, on this beautiful little island in the Pacific Northwest we call home. I've been working on curating skills for myself going forward as a working artist, which really equates to being a multitasking champion. I've spent the last year apprenticing under local puppeteer Adam Ende, while attempting to orientate myself on this little planet of ours. I've spent time traveling and planning for various shows and installations, as well as taking on various creative jobs around the island. Most recently, I found myself as an employee at the O-Space local theater on the island, learning about lighting and various backstage roles involving theater. I'm used to acting and not much more, so it's exciting to be behind the mic for once. I'm beyond excited to see where the creative process goes. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh yeah, we'll have many a craft day for sure, and much time spent with Adam, because that is how we met, is I am also friends with Adam. He's a wonderful, wonderful person who is so nice to include me in so many of his things. I love him very much. Oh no, it was his sister's yoga class.
Yeah, that's
right.
Our first horrible hangout was going to the Margot yoga.
Beach yoga. It was wonderful. Yeah, we should go back to that. That'd be good. She's doing more yoga classes, I think.
Amazing.
Great. Yeah, we have some more songs coming up now.
Blown away when you come my way, and I can't escape.
For friends today on the Alphabet with Soups, we've been listening to songs that friends have shown me over the past few years. Just now was Cool and Bendable by Call Bells. We also heard from Sudan Archives with the song Come My Way. Before that was Jealousy by Paris Hilton, which is one of the only CDs that my friend has in her car, in her Mini Cooper. That reminds me of Minnie Cooper. And playing right now is the theme from Twin Peaks by Angelo Badalamenti, which I had fond memories watching Twin Peaks with my roommates a couple years ago. We drank so many Bloody Marys because the mom in there drinks Bloody Marys all the time. I have MC Soup with me today. There's two soups, in case you didn't get the memo.
I am Soup. With Soup today. We got to meet because of our mutual interest in puppetry and arts and yoga on the beach. They were living with some musical roommates at the time in Seattle, and I had grown up with jazz musicians as parental units. To say the spark was instantaneous. Friendship of spark.
It was. Were giggling immediately.
We both love sculpting, and we have an affinity for theater in some regards, whether it be backstage or front stage. Soup has really inspired me to get a little more hands-on and technical, quite frankly, so I'm excited that we get to go through that process together. I think more than just our creative values, we have a passion to learn new things, which brings us to exciting new adventures together.
Like foraging. Yeah, we like foraging.
It's true. I was doing mushroom work a lot last year. I miss those chanterelles.
Eat all the berries.
I have a big thing of huckleberries right now. If you'd like any for some baking or anything, let me know.
We'll make some huckleberries.
It brings us to one of our first hangouts, which involved butchering chickens together. A little morbid, yes.
Oh, yeah, that was quite the bonding experience.
Nothing like preparing some food the old-fashioned way, as it were. Adam has kind of made a name for himself as the local I'll take care of your chickens guy, and...
Oh, no, he's not that guy.
He's not 100% that guy, but he's that guy a little bit.
He just likes a good chicken soup.
It's
what
true.
Can I say?
I don't know. His notifications be popping off about chickens sometimes. So we helped him do the deed, and in exchange got some nice fresh chickens, and I think we all respectively made various soups. There's something about getting down and dirty with somebody that bonds you close quickly, and I appreciate that I have a friend here willing to do that with me. So, I'm excited to see what adventures lie between us next and which project we get to, create.
Yeah, hopefully not more meat processing.
Yeah, you know, I can spare that.
I prefer the plant side of food. We'll grow some really nice broccoli or something. That sounds like a good project.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly.
It is soup season. I was thinking that later. So I have some... squash soup that I have in my fridge, and it's defrosting because I had this immersion blender and I stuck it into my soup and then it spun really slowly. It didn't work out very well, but we got a new one and I had it frozen, so we can just stick in there, have soup, 10 minutes.
Amazing.
Yeah, does that sound good?
I'm excited to go heat some soup up after this.
Alright, I have some more songs for you guys. We'll be back in a minute.
Full disclosure, I am a monster, a creature of despair. Not that that should be a cause for concern. If there's one thing I've learned in all my years here, it's that despair is less abundant. So cold, you'll be fine. Oh, honey pie, who could ever hurt you? Who could be so unkind? The culmination of man's mistakes came the day the sun ran so hot it turned the desert to glass. If there's something to be learned from all these losers, it's that the price that you pay for arrogance and a false sense of immunity is face the wrath of a dying star. You'll be fine, you honeycomb. Who could ever hurt you?
Again, I've been looking high and low. Where, oh, where let my sister go. She's been known to spend some time with a sailor friend of mine. I called him up and what'd he say?
I ain't seen that girl today.
So if you see my sister Evelyn, tell that girl to hurry home again. Where, oh, where'd my sister Evelyn go? Is she with the
doctor,
or the plumber,
or the dentist,
or the handyman?
Did she go to
India,
or Africa,
or Wichita,
or Pakistan?
Did she go and join the Navy,
or go completely crazy?
Or is she playing a trick on me? Did she run off with the barber, the professor, or the banker, or the clergyman? Is it possible that she could be in Timbuktu, or Kathmandu, or Vegas, or Uzbekistan?
Is she learning how to do-do
the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Oh golly, where could that girl be?
Sister Evelyn, dang, she's gone and wandered off again. I've been looking high and low, where, oh, where'd my sister go? She's been known to jump a train with a gal we know from down the lane. I looked her up and what'd she say?
I ain't seen that girl in days.
So if you see my sister Evelyn, tell that girl to hurry home again. Where, oh, where'd my sister Evelyn go? Is my floozy sister with the doctor, or the drummer, or the dentist, or the handyman? Did that hoe bag quit her job and run off with that dickhead Mike to India, or Guantanamo, or Panama, or Disneyland?
Is she studying Kabbalah?
Did she win $1 million? Or is she dead in a ditch somewhere? So if you see my sister Evelyn, tell that girl to hurry home again. Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where?
Where, oh, where'd my sister Evelyn go?
Pieces in the details surrounding your death. There will always be a need for the pieces you are made of. You may one day need a few pieces yourself.
Jen stood at the finish line and waited for Dylan to cross. She rested her head on the young boy's chest that held the heart of the little girl she'd lost.
Outside of the influential arms of your idolatries, the object will be turning goodbyes into good biology. There will be a DOA who has some ports that seem okay, coinciding with someone you know that needs a piece replaced. Then we will stand around the corpse, fishing in a well of ribs, treasure hunting just before they show you what the devil is. Nobody is judging you to vilify the guilty. I will cut and dry, be leaving with your kidney.
It's important to give away your pieces in the details surrounding your death.
Eyes to the bird who gave its wings to the bat. The bat gave its sonar to the dolphin who gave its blowhole to the whale who gave its tail to the cat.
Outside any biases or postmortem reliance is a moment of silence that needs a poster boy for science. There will be a system which allows them to unzip your skin, cherry picking innards from the synthesis they pickle in. And someone that you never meet will wake on a convenient day, marvel in the lucky news, plug into your DNA, and know the love inside a dying human's final gesture. I will cut and dry, be leaving with your liver.
It's important to give away your pieces in the details surrounding your death. There will always be a need for the pieces you are made of. You may one day need a few pieces yourself. It's important to give away your pieces in the details surrounding your
You just heard the song Organs by The Uncluded, a lovely addition from MC Soup today. Before that, Have You Seen My Sister Evelyn by Evelyn Evelyn, which happens to be my middle name also.
I did not know that.
Yeah, now you know. Also heard Community Gardens by The Scary Jokes. I do love listening to them. Now playing is the song Grip It and Rip It, Dude by Hurry Up Snufkin, which consists of my good friend Jordan Bronner, who makes this music by programming a vintage Game Boy and then playing guitar over it. And she's joined by drummer Matt Anderson, who is a former roommate of mine and a very lovely person. I have also more friends that make music, but I'm saving that for the letter L. L's gonna be for local music. But if you're looking to hear some in the meantime, Hurry Up Snufkin has another song that they released called I'm Gay for My Living Billionaire Jet Plane.
Same.
I've had such a great time making this playlist for you. My playlists are up on Spotify, and I'm trying to make them collaborative because I would love for you to add your favorite song to this playlist so that we can be friends and listen to each other's songs. I think that would be nice.
Your songs, and we'll all listen to each other's songs together, and we'll dance.
Yeah, we'll have a big dance party, and it'll be fun. I think that sounds fun. The soup of the week, I just talked about it, but it's squash soup. It's not any particular kind of squash. It's just whatever squashes you got. Throw it in there. Stick it in a pot. Mix it up. Blend it. Squash soup. Yeah, Alphabet with Soups is released every other week. Next week we have G for Gardening, which both soups spend a lot of time doing. So we'll have a lot of say as far as gardening goes.
Maybe we'll make a fresh garden soup.
Oh, that does sound nice.
To inspire us.
I'm thinking like a minestrone.
I love a minestrone.
Oh, yeah.
I love them little shell. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Parmesan rind. Thanks always to Voice of Vashon for so many things, like letting us hang out in this studio for several hours up at Sunrise Ridge, and doing so much to welcome me into the community. Everyone at the station has been so nice to me, and I really appreciate it. Thanks to MC Soup for being here today. It is greatly appreciated. Plus, I love spending time with you, so.
Well, I'm happy to be here and spending time with you as well. I look forward to meeting any of the other producers of this fantastic situation. Thank you for being so generous with your time and space. I don't know you, but I appreciate you.
You will. You'll meet them. They're good people. I do have a few songs left for you. We have the band Of Montreal. This song is Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games, which is fun. Small Poppies by Courtney Barnett. I had a friend bring me to a Courtney Barnett show at a time where I really needed to get out of the house. And so I remember it very fondly.
Gotta love it. Always grateful for those moments of reprise.
Oh, yeah. But we'll finish it out with me not talking over Hurry Up Snufkin, because I love them so much.
at bizarre celebrations. Let's forget who, forget why, forget where. We'll have bizarre celebrations. I play the satyr in Cyprus, you the bribe me in strip bear.
I am open and I am trying.
Thank you for listening to The Alphabet with Soups. We love to have you here listening to good songs like Small Poppies from Courtney Barnett, which you just heard for the past 7 minutes. MC.
It's a beautiful song. I enjoyed all 7 minutes of it.
Yeah, we were giggling the whole time. That's our hobby, I think, is giggling.
It's true, and playing air guitar to Small Poppy's outro.
Yes. Oh, thank you for being here. It's been a great hour with you.
I appreciate it. It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to hanging out with you again in the future.
Yes. Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, I love you, bye.